This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
On the evening of October 15th, 1997, a rocket took off from Cape Canaveral.
T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7.
That spacecraft, the Cassini, would take 7 years to reach its destination, Saturn.
Cassini completely blew our mind.
Jim Green is the director of planetary science for NASA.
The observations that are being made by Cassini tells us much more about the moons and how they potentially could harbor life. This is just tremendously exciting. It was completely unexpected, and it really took the Cassini spacecraft to be able to uncover that.
On Friday morning, Cassini took its final plunge into Saturn's atmosphere, gathering data until the very last moment. For Jim Green and the roughly 250 people who worked on Cassini, they're saying goodbye to a project that could be older than their kids, which is not easy.
You know, we've sent Cassini into the unknown, and it has really surprised us. And now, with the death of Cassini, you know, with its plunge, Cassini is sending our people into the unknown. What will they do next? All right. But here's what it's also done. It has really prepared them. They have developed incredibly important skills to build missions that are resilient, to understand orbital changes and trajectories, to be able to make new and unique scientific measurements, to know what the next set of measurements are, to begin to plan the next set of missions. So Cassini has developed a workforce that is just so important to planetary science.
When you look at the price tag for Cassini, some $3.26 billion, you know, that is over the course of its lifetime. How does that money break out? You know, construction or fuel or all of those things? Where'd the money go?
The largest amount of aspect of that is really building the mission.
Okay.
It's really all about the structure, the fuel, the mission planning that goes with that. You know, operationally, Cassini was running around $50 million per year.
Wow.
And so you can see that the major cost is really the upfront development and building and then, of course, the launch.
You know, when you hear somebody say, $3 billion, that's a lot of money for space exploration. We could spend it in other ways. We could do other things with it. I imagine people say that to you or you think about that. What is your response?
Well, let me just go back to what we call comparative planetology. You know, a lot of what we learn about Venus, we've applied to Earth. Some of the original research on why doesn't Venus have much of an ozone? You know, we spent time in research and discovered that it was the chlorine. And then we found in the 80s that the Earth was losing its ozone. They turned immediately to research that was done by planetary scientists and recognized that the culprit, once again, is chlorine, and it's coming from CFCs. But that, once again, is the important part about comparative planetology, and we must continue to do that. I firmly believe the survival of our species depends on us doing that.
It also sounds like you're making an argument that science, really for the sake of science, deserves federal funding.
Well, indeed, we are an inquisitive people, and it's really wonderful to live in a country where the population really appreciates the science that we are doing.
The American public is certainly supportive of that, but do you see that with congressional appropriators? Do you see that, for example, with the budget blueprint coming from this administration?
So this administration's been very supportive of planetary science.
Yeah.
And the Congress has also been very supportive of planetary science.
You got a boost in your last budget.
Yeah, we did. I'm not sending it back to the Treasury.
One of the things that you have talked about is the question of a human mission to Mars, hopefully by 2030. What would that cost?
So how going to Mars is accomplished in NASA is perhaps not well known, but it's really pretty easy. And that is human exploration is not Star Trek. Okay? It's not go where no human has gone before. And so that means before humans go to Mars, we must really understand that environment. We must understand the resources that are available. We must pick the right location. We must be able to really study what happens in temperature, pressure, variations, the dust environment, what's toxic, what's not, where we can get access to water, and the kind of resources necessary that we would use even in 3D printing that could help survive on the surface of Mars. Now, that means we've been, over the last several decades, with a well-thought-out plan and series of missions that have made enormous progress in our understanding of Mars. We are probably at about an 80 to 85% level of knowing everything we need to know about Mars before humans go. So as we get down to the end of this next decade, in the 2030s, we will be ready for humans to follow. Now, it's another part of NASA that is indeed the human exploration part of NASA that is putting together the program that will indeed put humans down on Mars. And so we are the pioneers. We're leading the way. But in terms of cost, what's critical to understand is the better we do our job, the better we're able to use the resources that are available there, and the lower the cost it will be because we won't need to take everything with us.
I know I got to let you go, but I just have one question. Was there one thing, I don't know, something from Cassini that really blew your mind and surprised you?
Well, it's not one thing. I mean, you'd think it was one thing, but it's just one thing after another. I mean, it's just phenomenal. There are some earth-shattering discoveries, you know, such as, you know, Enceladus, which we thought was just a big icy ball. Saturn is 10 astronomical units away from the sun. That's 10 times our distance from the sun, away from the sun. Out there, any water ought to be frozen like an ice cube, okay? And yet here is a small moon that's spewing out geysers of water coming from an under ice crust ocean of liquid water. Unbelievable. Who would have thought?
Jim Green, Director of Planetary Science for NASA, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
If you want to see some really cool pictures of Saturn that Cassini took, plus learn a little bit more about the mission, just check out our website, marketplace.org.